Thank you, Mark. I'm sure that's information we can all use when we talk to our Mormon friends. We'll take a few minutes for questions and answers, and while you're thinking of a question, I'll have the three men come up. We're going to take a love offering for those that would like to contribute to the cost of these kinds of events. And don't feel an obligation, but if you'll wish to, then you can contribute to that. So, Mark, we're going to give you some time to answer questions.
We have handouts going around.
Yeah, while this is going around, and then after that, we're going to make these two pamphlets available to you as well.
Let me make a quick comment before you come up with your question. There is there's a DVD available at our table that is free if you ask for it. It's called Joseph Smith versus Jesus Christ, I guess is the name of it. And it's a great overview of Mormonism. If you would like that, that's free. That was it's actually the leftovers from a massive distribution that was done. We reached out to Mormons and put these things on Mormon doorsteps in something like 750,000 Mormon homes. It was a great outreach some years back. So yeah, it's a great video. There's a website it refers to and everything. So that's available, as well as these two pieces that we're going to be handing out to you here in just a moment. So we want you to have that. And then we have lots of stuff available at the table, some great videos related to Mormonism. We have other things as well, but most of what we have with us today is related to Mormonism, and especially that one that Rob mentioned about the Bible versus the Book of Mormon. Boy, it's really dynamite. It's great stuff, just about the reliability of Scripture.
First question.
Okay, first question.
Hi, I've been engaging a Mormon, and I asked him point blank three times, do you believe that Jesus Christ was a created being and a spirit brother of Satan? Each time he came back and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He would not address that question. You alluded to this earlier. He also made a comment that something about the atonement, but said that the Holy Spirit would cleanse him. I was wondering if you could talk about that.
Well, the Holy Spirit cleansing him, I suppose there's a sense in which they would believe that, but ultimately it requires that they stop their sins permanently. They have a list of things. They have the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, second, repentance, third, baptism by immersion, fourth, the laying on of hands. So there's other things that are involved, but the one that's really tough is the repenting part. So he may be just trying to sidestep that big problem. As far as whether he's a created being, he's not really a created being, he's a procreated being is what he is, because they just believe in eternal sex, basically. And they have, the gods have goddess wives, and they have their own worlds and procreate their worlds in that way, not by creating, okay?
So I came here tonight because I'm meeting with one of the bishops of the Mormon Church in Ballard. He wants to help out a nonprofit that I lead. And I'm just wondering, I came here tonight because of that, because I postponed our meeting. Because, I want to be careful, and I want to, be able to ask good questions and kind of know what his agenda is. Because I'm sure there's an agenda there. And I have an agenda of my own. But, my question, I guess, would be, when we're talking about leadership, when we're talking about bishops, we're talking about people that are in charge. I mean, what is their agenda? I mean, he wants to meet with me. He wants to help this nonprofit. We're a Christian organization. He knows that. I mean, how would you approach this?
Well, it's good to be cautious, but have to realize that Mormons, most of them have good intentions from their point of view, at least. They want to save you. They want to get you baptized as a Mormon. They want you to start working on this repentance stuff, and because they think that's for your best good. So I don't think it's that he has any bad motives towards you, but that's his agenda, as he wants to see lots of people become Mormons. He wants to promote the image of Mormonism. For example, the Mormon Church encouraged the Winter Olympics to be at Salt Lake City, put a lot of money into that because they thought it would help their image and that they would ultimately get more people into their church because of it. That's the kind of thing your bishop's probably trying to do, trying to see if there's anything that will help promote the church. But don't think of him as having these sinister motives that he wants to harm you or something. That's not, he wants your best from his perspective, though. So,
any more?
Cautious, that's good.
Questions?
Yes. We got another microphone there.
I have a lot of fun when the two boys come to my door.
So do I.
I don't argue with them. I smile at them and I give them a Norwegian word, it's so good to have you here.
And you feed them lutefisk, right?
And to save your time, fellas, and I call them by name and I tell them how nicely dressed they are and I appreciate them so much. They say, Ben, I wish I could get this praise all the time. Anyway, I say, I am a Latter-day Saint. They extend their hand to me and they say, wonderful, what ward do you attend? I said, I don't attend a ward. I attend a church that has a cross on it. And I love Jesus. Well, how can you not attend a ward and be a Latter-day Saint? And to make it very brief, I was a sinner. Without God, without hope, without Christ, without the blood of Jesus. But the Holy Spirit tapped me on the shoulder, fella, and I call him by name. The Holy Spirit tapped me on the shoulder and said, Bob, I want to introduce you to a wonderful person. His name is Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, man, we have fun.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about dealing with missionaries at your door. I always invite them in, and I encourage others to invite them in, unless you're totally unprepared, but actually I would much rather that you get prepared and deal with it. The strategy that I encourage, if you are using any of our methods, our strategies, is encourage them to share their message. Because a lot of times they want to talk to you about, you know, this part of the organization or that, and I'll get back to the forgiveness of sins and say, you know, I presume that you want to be forgiven of your sins and that you have a message about the forgiveness of sins. So what is your message? How do we get forgiven in your church? And it's a great way to start because if you start debating with them about other things, they'll often turn tail and run and not come back. But if you ask them to give their message, they pretty much have to stay. And then you can talk to them about the forgiveness of sins. I've had that experience. Actually, the last two missionaries I had that experience with, their last names were... You're not going to believe this. You know what their last names were? Smith and Jones. I kid you not. Yes?
Could you speak to the pre-existence, please?
Ah, yes. In Mormonism, they believe in a pre-existent life. They talk about a war in heaven in which they were all involved. And it wasn't angels. It was them that was having this war. And one-third of the spirits... chose to rebel against God and follow Lucifer, who is the spirit brother of Jesus in their theology. And a third of the spirits were neutral, and they were cursed in various stations in life, but one of the ones that's talked about is to have black skin. And that's their explanation for why blacks were not allowed to hold the priesthood for so many years. I might add that they have now changed that doctrine that blacks can hold the priesthood, but they didn't change the underlying theology behind it. So they still have some very racist things in their theology. I'm not suggesting that all Mormons are racist. Some are. My parents certainly were not. But the theology absolutely is. So, and then the other third were the ones that got to be born into this life. So they believe that our memories were wiped, and then we... I just saw the show Heroes. I guess the Haitian erased their memories. But anyway, they lost their memories, and now they're in this life, and their goal is to get back to their Heavenly Father.
One more question here.
Is it true that the Mormons believe that you can't be right with God unless you're a member of the Mormon Church?
Well, now, they're pretty accepting when it comes to, especially in public, of Christians. And they will say, oh, yes, we accept you all as being Christians. In fact, they'll say, why don't you accept us as being Christians? Of course, they won't accept us as being Mormons. But they will talk favorably about, they'll say, you have part of the truth, but we have